All right, we'll continue with Oregon State coach Craig Robinson, and the Beavers are home hosting Arizona and Arizona State this week. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Kevin Zimmerman with Pac-12.com.
Hi, Coach. It looks like you've had some pretty good offensive numbers the last few games. What is it that you might be looking to improve upon?
Well, Kevin, first and foremost, our turnovers. If we can, the games we've lost have, if we could cut back on some of our turnovers, that would be would have been a huge help in those games. Recently in mind is the UCLA game. Secondly, is we've been doing a great job this season shooting foul shots, and last couple of games I thought we were a bit off of our normal pace there. So those are two things that I know we could, if we could fix those things right away, that would be helpful. And if we can continue to play D like we've been doing, I like the direction our defense is going.
With those turnovers, are they more lag ball, or are they just silly mistakes, or where are those coming from?
Well, I thought in the UCLA game they were predicated by, the long active play by the defense. So I want to give them credit for that. But then there were some where we just, dribbled it off our foot or threw the ball away or traveled and sort of unforced errors. We have to cut down on the unforced errors.
And one last thing, kind of off the topic question, but you obviously have a business background and there's the Sloan MIT conference in Boston this week. Do you use analytics a lot? Would you consider yourself an analytics guy just from your background, or how do you see yourself in that regard?
Yeah, I would probably consider myself more of a instinctual guy, funny enough. I look hard at analytics, but I don't rely on them to make the ultimate decision. I think the feel of the game is what I'm good at, but we do pay attention to the analytics of our team. It's just, I haven't found a good way to use it as a in-game tool that'll help you win right away. I use it more for backing up my intuitive decisions.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, if you want to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from one of Doug Haller with the Arizona Republic.
Hey, Craig. I stepped away, so I'm sorry. I apologize if you already answered this, but Roberto Nelson is going to play his last game, home game on Saturday, and I was just wanting to ask you, he's been through a lot since he came to Corvallis. Just what has he meant to your program?
Yeah, Doug. Yeah, no, I hadn't answered that yet, so you're in good shape. And, Roberto has meant an extreme he's been extremely important to our program, first and foremost. I've talked many times on what a good character and a good citizen he's been on the Oregon State campus, and for the Oregon State basketball program, he's been a tremendous player, helped us, other than the first year, all the games we've won, he's been a part of. So he means a lot to this program as well as the university. But personally, he's brightened my life quite a bit in that he is such a humble and unassuming sort of superstar. I mean, here's a guy who's leading the Pac-12 in scoring, and it's just as important to him to support the gymnastics team or the men's soccer team or the softball team as it is for him to represent himself at basketball games. I mean, he's just a terrific kid, and he's turned himself, most importantly, he's turned himself into a student. Knock wood, and if everything goes well, he'll graduate as well as ending his eligibility here. So it's going to be a bittersweet moment when he's when he's finally played his last game for me. And, you know, I just I'm not even articulate enough to express what that means.
Thanks, Craig.
You're welcome, Doug.
Your next question comes from the line of Percy Allen with Seattle Times.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Percy. How you doing?
Good. Hey, just with these two games that you have at your place now, the message they say to send this new team is what? Is it, you know, basically try to get the best sitting as possible, or, you know, just you're telling your guys what at this point in the season?
Yeah, well, it's really hard. We're in a position where I think we're we need a game or two to be to change our seating, and I'm really not focused on that. You know, we'd love to win enough games in this last run here to get into the NCAA tournament. I think we might have to win the Pac-12 tournament. But we're really approaching these games one at a time, and we're excited to be able to play the number three ranked team in the country and the top team in our conference here in Gill, and see that as an opportunity to get a signature win. But that's what we're focused on, you know. And we feel like if history has anything to do with it, we will be playing our best basketball on Wednesday night and have an opportunity to win that game. Then we have an opportunity to win again on Saturday, and then, you know, who knows what happens in the tournament. But, you know, we have never been able to, since I've been here, be 500 in conference. So that's a goal that's very achievable for us in our minds. And so that's something that would be nice to do with these last two home games. But really, Percy, the real focus is let's concentrate on Arizona. Let's do what we need to do to play well against them and have a chance at the end, and then we'll worry about the other stuff after.
You know, and it seems as if we say this every year, but it seems like there's just so much parity this year that any team can win it in terms of this Pac-12 tournament. Is that, I mean, that has to be sort of hopeful from any team from like 2 to 10.
Yeah, absolutely. We feel like we're in that group that's extremely hopeful and healthy too, you know, and while we're very focused on the game we have on Wednesday, you know, sort of globally as a staff, we are, you know, we feel like once we get to Las Vegas, we've got a chance, especially in the opening round, and whoever we play, we feel like we've probably either played well against them or we've had a chance to beat them. So, you know, we know our season's not over, and we know we have a lot to play for. And what really makes this outstanding is the last I heard, there were some people calling for 7 teams from the Pac-12,
yes.
Which means that, you know, if you're in that sort of 2 through 10 and you play well enough to get anywhere close to that bottom number, you've got a shot. So, yeah, no, there's a lot of excitement for a lot of teams and us including.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Bruce Pesco with Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Craig, you actually touched on some of what I was going to ask, but I wondered specifically with this game tomorrow, do you feel like this is a chance that maybe if you beat Arizona, you can get an at-large if you do well in the tournament and don't necessarily win it? I mean, is that kind of thing on the line for you guys as well?
You know, Bruce, we've been fighting so much to just, you know, improve on a daily basis. I'm not versed enough on RPI and selection to even have any idea. All I know is that if you beat a team that's ranked 3rd in the country, next thing you know, you've gotten attention from a lot of people who you didn't have their attention from. And if you can combine that with another win on Saturday, then you're at least in the discussion of, hey, let's take a look at this Pac-12 and this team that's here, Oregon State, what they're doing. So, yeah, we view this as an opportunity. I won't say to get an at-large bid, but certainly to improve our look, our standing among whoever's taking a look at us. And you know, I've always felt that we matched up well versus Arizona. We've played them well in the past, the last game notwithstanding. But it's nice to get those guys here at Gill and see what we can do when we're at home.
Yeah. What do you expect, you know, with the late start midweek? I know that's been tough for some teams to get good crowds. I mean, what kind of atmosphere do you expect there? And
That's a very good point. And, you know, with it being in the middle of the week, we certainly won't get, with that late start, as many people from Portland as we normally get. But I think we're going to have a really good student crowd. You know, this is an exciting game, and our students certainly know it, and our marketing department has done a great job in getting the word out there. Believe me, Bruce, our guys, they would be up for this game if it was a scrimmage game. So it won't matter how many people are in the stands.
Right. Thanks, Craig.
You're welcome.
All right, Craig, that'll do it for you today. Appreciate your time. Good luck this week, and we'll see you in Las Vegas next week.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Okay, we'll see you.